Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season.
Glorify our God, because our God is truly an awesome God. Be encouraged. And if you haven't already gotten your Bibles and paper and pen together, this would be a great time to do that. Go ahead and listen and be encouraged. Praise God.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. It doesn't take me too long to just think back and look back over my life, and I can see the hand of God moving and the awesomeness of his presence. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his provision. Thank God for his protection in danger seen and unseen. We serve, oh yes we do, a mighty, 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 mighty awesome God. Oh yes he is, and we give him praise. I'm going to ask if you would go ahead and bow your head and join with me in prayer. As I go to the throne of grace, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you praise, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are indeed truly an awesome God. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent, Lord. You are our provider. You, Heavenly Father, Lord God, are the one that is Jehovah Nisi, Lord, that is our protector, Lord. You are Jehovah Shalom, Lord, in the midst of any situation, Father. You are our peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father, that you are our healer, Heavenly Father, that the Lord said, Father God, and according to your word, Lord God, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, Father God, we thank God that we are healed. We give you honor and glory, Lord. We don't take for granted, Father God, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, as we go forth tonight, Lord God. As we go forth tonight, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, that you just be with us, guide, direct, Lord, and anoint the man of God, a fresh Heavenly Father, to be able to speak your word with clarity, with anointing, and with authority. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, wonderful wife, for that prayer. Amen, prayer. To God be the glory. Amen. We give God all the honor and glory for this time that we have with him. To God be all the glory. And thank you all for listening in on the word on today. Amen. Lord, someone said, you can't make me gout him. I know too much about him.
Amen.
Too much about
him. Amen.
Amen. Too much about his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his joy, his peace, his love. You go on and on.
Yes, Lord.
Too much about him. Man called Jesus, amen, our Lord and our Savior, praise God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for you on today, Father. We that praise your holy name, Lord. Yes,
thank you,
sure.
Jesus.
Awesome and mighty, powerful God,
yes,
amen.
We do. Yes, we
nothing
do.
Can, nothing can compare to who God is, the great I am, Yahweh, Jehovah. Nothing can compare to him. Almighty God, amen. We're going to dive into the word of God on this hour, amen.
Amen.
And not going to be with you long, but just long enough. Praise God, long enough to get that word put forth in your heart and your mind on today. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. I'd like to take the time on this hour to turn to John, the Gospel of John. We're going to turn to the Gospel of John and go to the third chapter of John. The third chapter of John. We go to the verse 3. It comes from the King James Version. This Jesus, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He came to Jesus by night because he didn't want to come in the daytime. Jesus out doing ministry because he was part of the Pharisees. Amen. And there was an issue there with him going to come to Jesus from the rule of the Jews. But he came by night to see Jesus to talk to him. The third verse says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And very simple. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And the demon said, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter into your mother's womb? verse 5, and Jesus answered, the Son of God, our Lord and our Savior. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen?
Amen.
And the subject for tonight is the kind of freedom we need today. I say the kind of freedom we need today. Amen. There are all kinds of freedom we have in this world. Amen. Even in this country. Thank God for it. And we have different kinds of freedom. We have freedom from the constraint of society. We have freedom to do what we want to do. We have freedom to be who we want, who we're meant to be.
Hmm. Amen.
We got different type of freedom, different kinds of freedom in this world today. What freedom do you have, do you not have on today? I ask you, what freedom do you not have? What freedom do you have? And we're going to be talking, coming from John. And if you turn to John 8 chapter right now, John chapter 8. And we were going to verse 30. John chapter 8, verse 30. And he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, some did not believe, but to those who believed in him, the word said, if you continue in my word, he said then, say true the word then, say true the word now. Then are ye my disciples indeed. 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I say again, 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Without a doubt, God will find you out on today. Amen.
Amen.
The kind of freedom we need today. Praise God. Go ahead. Point number one. Personal freedom. One is personal freedom, salvation through Christ Jesus. I know you see Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and live a Christian life in Christ and doing the will of God, knowing God's true purpose for your life. That brings you personal freedom without a doubt. Jesus said you'd be free indeed. From sin, from other things that try to war against your flesh, your old man, and then your new man is in Christ Jesus, amen. By being born again into a new realm, to a new spirit of God, you become a child of God. You become a son of God through the word of God. Amen. By faith in that. Amen. For our grace, are we saved, not by faith, not by works. Amen. We save by faith of God. We have the gift of God. So by the grace of God, having faith in that, that will grow, and you will grow personally in Christ Jesus. That will give you personal freedom in Christ from the bondage from sin. Bondage to sin, and you were enslaved to sin before Christ, amen. And then Christ delivered you from sin. You see Christ, Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you got delivered from sin, amen. You got born again, if you will, and from the old nature into the new nature. You know, they still war with one another. God said, walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit, so we're not walking in the lust of the flesh. So we got some work to do there. Each and every day to be led by the Spirit of God and not be led by the Spirit of your flesh or your mind. So your mind should be transformed, your mind should be renewed day to day, amen, in Christ Jesus and through the washing of the word in your life. So it's important to get that word in you on a daily basis. It's important to, just our daily bread is the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's in your daily bread, amen. Then you still show yourself approval unto God. And also, you walk by faith and not by sight. We increase our faith by studying and by fellowship, by being in the Word of God, by being around the things of God that God called command for doing our life, amen. And we grow in the Spirit of God, grow in the things of God from day to day. So that's very important. That brings about freedom from sin, freedom to live in Christ Jesus, Lord, and the fruit of the Spirit as well in our life. We walk the Christian journey for the things of God, the things of Christ. Many in today's world profess freedom, but have never experienced a spiritual or personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Mm. That's amazing, but it's true. throughout the world. You must be born again through the dependence and faith in God, amen, and we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior by faith. We receive, he received us into the family of God. You become a child of God. You become a son of God by your faith, receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior, by confessing, by repenting of that old man. We all sinners, and we all, there's none righteous, amen. For all his sins come short of the glory of God. So we all need true repentance in Christ Jesus, amen. And we believe by faith, and we see him as our Lord and Savior, while all the work he's done on the cross of Calvary for our sins, amen. He was a substitution for our sins. But he blood cleansed from all unrighteousness through that. That's another part. Number two, the first one, personal freedom. Number two, purify freedom. What are you talking about, Pastor? Purifying freedom in Christ. Purifying freedom is being washed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Being washed by the blood of the Lamb, being washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash me from my sin? Not eating a Dunkin' Donut. Amen. Not eating a Krispy Kreme, but by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That can wash you from our sin. Amen. First John. First John in the New Testament, you quote not too far from the Revelation, but First John, we're going to First John, man, and we're gonna start at First John. Let's go to First John chapter 1. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna do a 7th verse.
We walk
mm-hmm.
in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another.
What kind of ship?
Fellowship.
Mm.
And the blood of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Read that again.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light,
my God,
we have fellowship
one with another.
And the precious blood of Jesus Christ,
His Son,
cleanses us
from what?
From
all sin.
Amen.
Not some sin, not part sin, from all sin. So you got that purified freedom in Christ, the purified liberty, not liberty to sin. The grace may abound. No. But liberty in Christ Jesus, that liberty, that purified liberty in God in Christ, we're watching the blood of Christ in our life. Through salvation, they did on the cross of Calvary, amen. But by that, we have freedom like we never had before. Freedom from bondage, freedom from sin, amen. Freedom from doing things we shouldn't do in the flesh, in the natural. But now you walk in that spirit. Spirit, man, come alive, come after you, amen. And you had to pull down the stronghold in our life, amen. You make us come out and be that man or woman God had for us to be. If you walk, I dare to walk in Christ Jesus. You have that purified freedom in Christ. Amen. Not in man, but in Christ Jesus. Many Christians have never totally committed their lives to Jesus Christ. They falter because they persist in having their own way. Not doing what God wants to do. In their own mind, they think a certain way. They want to go the route they want to go. And God's trying to tell you, I order yourself in the Lord, order yourself in my way, order yourself by being my word, amen, by being obedient to the word of God, amen. Being is better than sacrifice. Obedience to God's word brings about blessing upon your life, upon your family, upon your generation. Obedience to God brings about so much benefit and so much that you can't even name them all, you can't even claim them all in our lifetime. There's so much benefit there by being obedient to the word of God, being true to God, what God called you to be, a saint of God, believing in Christ. You have purified freedom in Christ Jesus through the washing of Christ's blood of our sin, amen. The word of God says, from cleansing from all our sin, not some of our sin, all our sin, amen. What a blessing, what a joy, and what a gift for God by his grace and mercy that God provided for. He all provided everything. Jesus paid it all.
Yes,
he paid it all. He didn't pay some of it. He paid the full penalty. He paid it all for you and for I, amen, and for the world. For God so loved the world, not half of the world, part of the world, not just Africa, not just Italy, not just Spain, not just Ireland, not just Alaska. He paid all for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten son. the Lamb of God, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the vine, God gave only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, you, me, I, whosoever, put your name there, believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have, praise God, hallelujah, shall have everlasting life, and that everlasting freedom, and that everlasting purifying your heart, your mind, your spirit, everlasting life, not son life, father life, but everlasting life, amen. We're not living to die, we live to live again.
Amen.
That's our motto. We're not living to die in Christ Jesus. We are living to live again. Amen.
Amen.
And then that promise that God has promised unto us, and we receive that promise. Amen. And we believe that, and we stand on that word of God each and every day. Amen. Praise God for his holy word. Praise God for his grace and his mercy. We must surrender our will to God's will. You can't be in God's will and be in your own will. You surrender your own will to God. Jesus did the same thing. He surrendered his will to God, and he always did the thing that pleased the Father.
Yes,
always.
Yes.
He surrendered my life to you. He yielded up the ghost, and Lord, he is finished. He is finished. He did
amen.
The complete work, amen. The work of redemption, he did the complete work, amen.
Amen.
Praise God for his holy word. Praise God for his spirit. That purifying freedom we have in Christ Jesus. Like no other, you can't pay, but you can't buy it. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
His grace and his mercy, praise God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. To save a lost sinner, such as I, such as you. Amen? To God's grace, to God's mercy, it is something that you can't pay for. Amen? But something you can receive freely of God, and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Doing so bring cleansing and presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, amen. First Thessalonians 5:23. It brings the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, and that's part of that. That's part of that. Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. That's part of that Trinity there. To God, you walk in Christ, you receive in Christ Jesus, amen. So, 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Amen. Amen.
We're talking about purified freedom you have in Christ Jesus, amen?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God.
What?
The very
Yahweh,
God.
Jehovah.
Of peace.
Amen.
Sanctify
Praise
you.
Praise God.
Holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, you hear that again now? Yeah.
And the very God of peace
sanctify
you wholly.
Sanctify God's own sanctification. Amen. In our life. Amen. You change from glory to glory. Go ahead.
And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body.
Oh, man. Now, you say your whole what now?
Spirit. And soul.
Your whole spirit and soul. God's concerned about your whole spirit and your whole soul and your body. They're not complete maker right now.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Be preserved blameless.
Blameless.
Until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
24.
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Amen. Purify us freely. God mold and shape us. To change us from glory to glory, amen. From day to day, he changes us. We come from glory to glory. God is molding, shaping us to be more and more like him, amen. Nothing will be fully like until Jesus comes, until we get caught up. Did you hear that in the air? But God is changing us from molding, shaping from glory to glory. We keep our mind stay on deep. We keep our mind stay on him. We keep our mind stay in the word of God. We keep our mind stay in faith of him and believe and trust in him, amen. And we be obedient to the word of God. God can produce fruit in us and through us through his spirit.
Amen.
God is a producer. He's an originator. He produces fruit in us from day to day, amen, through your holiness, through your righteousness, and through your sanctification in our lives, so we can have that daily spiritual walk with Christ, amen, so we can be filled with the spirit and strengthened with the spirit of God, amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm not going to leave you a comforter. He's going to bring a comforter with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost give you power to do what you need you to do. Amen?
Amen.
That's a purifying freedom.
That's right. That's right.
Number three, positive freedom. What are you talking about, pal? Positive freedom. 1 John 3:14. Positive lack of sureness in today's freedom. Men are vague and uncertain about their spiritual state. They declare, I guess so, I hope so, I think so, or I don't know. And their mindset, but God trying to tell you, he wants you to be sure of your mind and thoughts. He wants you to be at peace. What he has for you to do, to know, pertaining to your word, but pertaining to your divine purpose there for your life, your divine destiny, if you will.
Ready to be revealed in the last time.
What time?
The last time.
All right. name. Keep going. One more.
Wherein you greatly rejoice.
Uh-huh.
Though now for a season.
For a season.
If need be.
My God.
You are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we all get tempted now. God gave you a way for escape.
Yes, he does.
You got to see it and obey it.
Amen.
You got to see that God be your way for a seed. You got to see and obey it. You can't just fall into a trap now. Hey, David, about that. He fell to your own trap, anyhow. That's not so. But thank God for that word. Thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:12 says, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe. Mm-hmm. Paul talking. And am persuaded that he is able, got that more than fully persuaded, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard, ain't talking to Timothy, ain't talking to you and me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He tells him that hold fast. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. Hold the sound doctrine that you've been taught by your parents and grandparents. He said, hold fast to the sound doctrine. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to whatever's going on in your life. Hold fast. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Let nothing separate you from the love of God, from the peace of God, from the joy of God, from walking in His Spirit, walking in love, and filled with His Spirit. Don't let nothing separate you from that. Amen.
That's right.
No height, no depth, no anything, no angel. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God, from the peace of God. Amen. It's in Christ Jesus. Amen.
That's right. Nothing can.
Amen. God trying to tell that to others. He told Paul, telling Timothy, to us as well about that powerful freedom in Christ Jesus, in God. Amen. Number 5, productive freedom. Wait till my pal. Okay. My pal, productive freedom.
Uh-huh.
Let's go this route here. Many Christians fail to work diligently for God. Some are unconcerned, some are negligent, amen, and some are dismayed. But God declared His desire for us to be fruitful, amen. God desired for us to be fruitful for fellowship, for discipleship, for warning the lost, amen, for working the kingdom of God, for Jesus to occupy to our come, for doing the work He calls to do, amen, child of living God. You know that get born again and just sit on the bench. You get born again, you got work in the ministry, you got different things God called, commands to do. Everybody can do some work. Everybody can get involved in the ministry and do something to pertain to and to increase the kingdom of God in our life and to share the testimony, tell us about it, about Christ. We all got work to do, amen. And workmanship in Christ Jesus, amen. Being productive, God commanded to be in Matthew 28:18-20. God commanded to be made disciple of Christ, amen. He commanded to love one another. He also commanded us that they know you my disciple, the love you have for one another. Not the love you have for your car, not the love you have for your house, not the love you have for the thing that you have, your business, not the love you have for your career, but the love you have for one another, amen. Now, all the other things, God said He would add all the things to you. But you don't fall in love with it. You don't call you to be an out in your life, amen. You call the things of God be more concerned than anything else. They seek you further, the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, not your righteousness, your heaven, your righteousness in Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
By the word of God, God writing like 50 red, but in Christ Jesus, in Him we have righteousness of God. Yeah.
Matthew 28:18-20.
Yes.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying,
Jesus Christ, amen.
All power.
Not some power.
All power.
Paul power.
No, all power.
Johnny power.
All power.
All power. Go ahead.
Is given unto me in heaven and earth.
Uh-huh.
Go ye therefore.
Productive freedom. Go ahead.
And teach all nations.
Not some nations.
Teach all nations.
The backyard.
Baptizing them.
Your neighbor? All nations.
In the name of the Father.
Uh-huh.
And of the Son.
Not your name.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Jesus, what
to observe all things.
All, not some things, all things of God, all things according to His word, all things according to His promises, all things according to His principle, all things according to the word of God. Amen.
Amen. And whatsoever I have commanded you,
whatsoever,
lo, and lo,
yes.
I am with you always.
Hey, hold on a minute. He said, to all that there, he said, going to be with us to what?
Until the end of the world.
That's a guarantee you can't find nowhere else. It's that word of God. You get, and God said, prove me. Prove God's word in your life,
yes.
And God will be with you from the beginning to the end and back again. Prove that word to your life. He said, hell and earth may pass away, but my word, not my shoes, but my word shall not pass away. Amen.
Amen.
Not my shoes or my car keys, amen, or how much money I got in the bank. That's good. But God said, my word shall not pass away. That's all false truth. But my word shall not pass away. That's a guaranteed word of God. Amen. That word is full of God's promises, full of God's blessing, full of God's benefits, full of God's peace, full of God's love, full of God's principle, full of God's power, full of God's. Everything you need is in the word of God today. From Genesis to Revelation and back again, everything's in the word of Almighty God right here. The whole word of God. The whole word of God. The whole Bible. Amen. B-I-B-L-E. That stands the word for me. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Move right along here. To God be all the glory. We thank God for being, God wanted to be productive in Christ Jesus. Amen. He will be productive kings and priests, amen. He will be productive ambassador for Christ, amen. And you got dual citizenship. You got citizenship here on earth. You got citizenship in heaven. You got dual citizenship. You got work to do. You got work to do in Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you got work to do.
Praise
God. Galatians 2:20. I'm in the favor. This is another favor of mine right here. Galatians 2:20. To God be the glory. And we thank God for that word. And Galatians 2:20, you're going to find something like Paul was saying, or all the things Paul went through from time to time, shipwreck, false brethren, bitten by a viper, all the things he's been through, put down by a rhythm in a basket, people trying to take his life, people trying to stone him, push him out of the edge, all kinds of things Paul went through, and a man of God and an apostle for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul said, Galatians 2:20, what did he say?
He said, praise God. Galatians 2:20. For I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Oh my God.
And the life which I now live,
my Lord, my Savior,
in the flesh, I live by the faith
by
of
the faith.
Son of God,
my
who
God.
Loved me and gave himself.
Read that again. Don't take a seat there, Lord. Read that again.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh,
my God.
I live by the faith of the Son of God,
my God,
who loved me and
gave
himself
for me, and for you. Put your name there. He gave himself for you and for me as well.
Amen.
God, be a productive freedom in your life. You produce fruit, amen. And your fruit, God, and you, Jesus said, your fruit shall remain,
yes.
Amen. Shall
yes.
remain in heaven. Not only on the earth, it shall remain in heaven. Your fruit shall remain, praise God. And we thank God for that word, the kind of freedom we need today, amen. We need personal freedom, amen. We need purified freedom. We need positive freedom, amen. We need powerful freedom. We need productive freedom. In Christ Jesus, not yourself, in Christ Jesus, amen. The foundation is in Him, and the love is in Him. To God, God the glory. We thank God for His word tonight, amen. We thank God for that. Someone said that the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a purpose. That's Dr. Miles Monroe. Do you need a purpose on today, amen? Do you need a purpose for today? God save your soul. God bless you. God made your heart. Jesus, your divine purpose on the day. Obey and follow the word of God. You know His will. You do His will. And continue on in the faith. Amen. That is your freedom of choice today, to obey the word of God. Amen. You say true to who He is, and God will say true to you. Praise God.
Amen. We give God praise, honor, and glory. We thank God for the man of God sharing become bound. But the word of God teaches us that whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
My
Hallelujah. God. And so we thank God for this word tonight, that we know that in God we have a personal freedom, because the old man is passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And the purified freedom that we have been purified because we've been washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ and cleansed from our sins, and that we have a positive freedom and a powerful freedom and a productive freedom. And truly, God, yes, hallelujah, that if we are in Christ, we are free and free indeed. So we thank God for this powerful word. Oh my goodness, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is not bondage. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and freedom, praise God. Hallelujah. Unlike any constitution can give. It's not one of those man-made freedoms. We're talking about the freedom of Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Already bought and paid for, praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up our lines tonight, and if you would care to share in this word, if this word has penetrated your spirit and you want to share a comment, just press 1 on your dial pad. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, we will dispatch you into the studio. Tonight we are talking about, praise God, the kind of freedom that we need today. Is there one that would like to share your comments about this word tonight? If you'd like to share your testimony, hallelujah. We thank God for his freedom. We thank God that in the presence of Almighty God, as children of the Most High God, there is not anything that binds us. The word of God even tells us that that which we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and that which we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So not only are we not bound, but we also have the power to loose anything that binds, anything that is against the word of God, because of the Holy Spirit that resonates on the inside of us. Oh, we give God praise and we give him honor and glory. We thank God for the freedom that we find in him, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Lord, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the liberty and freedom that we find in you, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. He is such an awesome and a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And there is nothing that can hold you fast when you are a child of God. I didn't say that, as the word of God teaches, that no weapon formed shall prosper. It didn't tell us that the weapons were not going to be formed. But you can be for sure that in every situation and circumstance, God has already made a way of escape. To God be all the praise, honor, and glory. But we don't have one tonight that was, that has tuned in into the studio. So we just thank God for all of you tuning in tonight. We know that this word, because the word of God tells us that when his word goes forth, it does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. So we thank God for this word going forth tonight. We thank God for it penetrating your hearts and your minds and your spirit. We pray and thank God that for it to be a blessing to you, and that you'll be able to hold on to this word, even as you go forth throughout the course of this week, regardless of what you may experience, regardless of what you may see, regardless of what the media may share with you.
that may be of not of a good report. But we thank God that we live in the presence of God. We thank God for the freedom of God. We thank God for the peace of God. We thank God for the grace, hallelujah, that his word brings to us. And we are walking in the freedom and liberty and peace of our Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, we pray. We're going to lift up the word of God, lift up prayer as we go ahead and close out tonight. We thank God for you. Before we close, we certainly want to give an opportunity for salvation. So if there is any that are on the line tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, the word of God tells us that today is the day of salvation. And so we just ask, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that all you got to do is just believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and know that God has raised him from the dead. And when you confess with your mouth and believe that in your heart, then scripture tells us that you just simply say and pray a prayer saying, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, to forgive me of my sin, to take residence as the Lord and Savior of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. You have just made at the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. And the word of God tells us that when one turns from sin and comes into the folds of salvation through Jesus Christ, that the angels of heaven, they rejoice. And so we thank God. And if you prayed that prayer, contact us. You can reach us at newseasonintl@yahoo.com, praise God. Or you can contact us at New Season Ministries at P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321, praise God. Well, we thank God for each of you tuning in tonight. We pray that you go forth this week and share the word of God, because we need to be ministers of the gospel. We have to be those that share this light in the midst of the darkness. People need to hear and know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and God is still in control. Be blessed. Go forth.